Viewer discretion is advised, but will be completely ignored.
Spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
Once upon a time, there were three very different wrestling fans.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another special edition of Black Heart Races. I'm Chelsea, joined by her lovable and amazing partners, Pinky, Lady B, and Princess Curie. How are you girls doing today?
We're doing great.
Tired a little bit, but you know.
Who isn't tired right now? Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and ring the notification bell, and share this with all your amazing friends, because you want to be with us amazing girls today. Who doesn't want to be here with this wild ride today? So come join us today. Don't forget to also check out our link tree, guys. This is where you can find everything related to Off the Top Rope Podcast. Even our podcast is on here. You can find all our merch, our podcast, all the podcasts and all the streaming sites. And then last of all, let's check out our amazing sponsors. We wouldn't be here today without anyone. W Energy. Use the coupon code OTTRMOB and take an additional 10% off using our coupon code. It's W.GP. Next, let's check out our another one. Brand Ambassadors, Dream Alive Store. Use the coupon code OTTRMOM. Save an additional 15% off your purchase there at dreamalive.store. And last but not least, check out our other amazing partner, GetSoLace.com. Use the coupon code OTTRMOM and save 25% off your order. I mean, who doesn't want to rock out some beautiful, amazing jewelry there? And then also, don't forget to check out our beautiful, amazing Blackheart Angels merch. Who doesn't want to rock out and support the girls? Check out bonfire.com/store/off-the-top-ropes-podcast and find our beautiful, amazing sweaters, hoodies, t-shirts, and rock out with your amazing girls here. So rock out some merch, support the team. You wouldn't want to be anywhere without us. So check us out. You want to get right into the show today, girls? Since we're running a little behind.
Yes, let's go.
Yes. So let's get into our first topic. First topic is Rick Williams. He came back on NXT this past week and he got his revenge against Carmelo. So where do you think this is heading? What do you see happening from here? I'm so glad to have him back. He arrived back at NXT Roblox and he attacked Carmelo. So what were you guys' thoughts on that and what do you see coming from it?
Well, in my thoughts, I really think that it's going to be a really, really major storyline between them two because they've been going at for really quite some time. And, it's going to go crazy. It's going to be really crazy. So I think it's going to be a long storyline that they're going to have with each other.
What? Yeah. I like it. Oh yeah, man.
I mean, I'm really looking forward to the feud. I think, like Bianca said, like we've been waiting for this for quite a while. I just really hope that the storyline isn't rushed and we actually get to see a great feud between them, especially since there are a few rumors in the air that they are going to be going to the main roster soon. So I hope that it's done steady, not too rushed, so that we can actually see a great feud between them. I've literally just watched Roadblock. I think I watched it in the afternoon. I quite enjoyed it. I think even the way Trip came in from behind, it was quite good. Would have liked to see a bit more, but, like the saying goes, keep them wanting more. So, yeah.
I'm looking forward to the feud. Trick, he is, there's some character development with him, and he was known as Carmelo's, should I say, right-hand man, his shadow, and but now he's breaking out, and he's becoming his own person, and now that he's a baby face, because Carmelo turned on him, now we're getting to see more of Trick and what he can bring to the table in the ring. And his feud with Carmelo, this is going to feed families. This is pretty much giving Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty.
But the difference is
Trick is no Marty Jannetty, where he's gonna be hey, push to the side. Where he's gonna be pushed aside, disappearing without anyone noticing. Hi, Albert. So this is really good. I'm very, very excited, and you know, Trick has to do his thing, you know. I'm more of a fan of Carmelo, but at the same time, Trick, we've got to see. Hey, whoop that Trick.
Absolutely. It's like he's just saying at the bottom, Carmelo did get what he had coming to him. I mean,
I like it. Oh yeah, man.
I mean, Carmelo's my guy, but you know, hey, it is what it is.
Exactly. And like Chrissy's saying here, you know, Carmelo got jealous once Chris started getting more attention and more opportunities. So it's like, I mean, what did he expect to have happen? Like, of course he's going to attack his best friend because he's jealous of how popular and over he's getting, and that's taking more attention away from him. I mean, we saw it coming a mile away and everything. And yeah, I think this match is going to happen during WrestleMania weekend at NXT stand-in or whatever. I think they're going to steal a show with that match. I'm wondering if this possible match could be leading to Carmelo's main roster call-up after WrestleMania. I don't know.
So do you think that when you said that Carmelo's jealous, do you think that he's jealous because he thinks that Trick is going to get more of the hype from the audience and everything else?
Yeah.
I believe.
Look at the audience reaction to him. Like, they got his music down, they're chanting for him and everything. Mm-hmm. Carmelo's not getting less of the spotlight on him due to Trick. So it's like, he's going to.
I totally agree. I totally agree about that.
I mean, Carmelo, he has fans as well, but as for Trick in the spotlight, he is a little bit more over than Carmelo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And as for this baby face turn, this is great for Trick. And Carmelo doesn't have the choice but to be the heel. Because we all thought that Trick was gonna get that Marty Jannetty treatment, but now the roles have been reversed, and like Carmelo's more like Marty Jannetty, and Trick is more like HBK.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The difference is that Trick is a face, and Carmelo is the heel. As for that you know, barbershop scene, maybe they'll have that with the Street Profits, with Montez Ford and Angela Hawkins. You know, once they with the faction hint with them and Bobby Lashley, they split, and then what if they do that? As for Trick and Melo, I could see it could be like an Iron Man match, and it will be a bad match. So
it
doesn't matter which match, Iron Match, Iron Man match. You know, yeah. It could be last man standing.
It's got to be a stip, though. You have to put a stipulation on it based off how much of a blood feud this is right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
snap! If you put on it, the question, like, then do you make it like the last man standing and I quit match? Like, you have to put some, like, a false count anywhere, or some kind of stip or something. It's like a brutal stip. I don't know what kind of situation you could put on this match here.
I don't know. It could be any. It can be any simulation that's on the avenue. All I know is that it's going to be a
Gargano versus
Dolph Maverick.
Yeah, I could see Gargano versus Ciampa. It could be that too. Okay. You know, did they have like an Iron Man match or a Last Man Standing? Gargano versus Ciampa?
I remember like a couple of.
Who has like a hard time match for?
Yeah.
My only fear is WWE doesn't really do like a lot of blood.
Before they even became like a group, they did have like some type of a rival with each other,
Yeah.
Now they're teaming up on the main roster.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere though. They're being booked like,
maybe, you know, KB is right. Maybe it's going to be a Gargano versus Ciampa, and then when Trick and Melo, when they go in the main roster, they're going to be teaming up and they're going to be giving the same type of treatment as Gargano and Ciampa, you know, the way
you
that
possibly could. You could.
Are you sure about that?
I would let Trick get his little rundown in NXT first before calling him up to the new roster. No, yeah. Let him get a title run down there. Not an NXT.
Yeah.
He got screwed on this title and everything. The title run. So I was giving like maybe a world title run or a North American title run down there before calling him up to the main roster. But yeah, that's going to be a match to watch during WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Any more thoughts on this or?
No, Terry.
Nah.
Want to get into our next topic, then, girls?
Yeah. This is my topic. So, this past weekend we had the AEW Revolution pay-per-view match and the World Championship between Samoa Joe, Adam Page, and Swerve. All right. So, a lot of people were very upset that, Swerve didn't win that championship. I was one of them that, he didn't win the championship. But, Samoa Joe unfortunately retained his title. What you guys think about Swerve not winning the title? Do you think he should have deserved to win the title? How do you feel about it? And what you guys?
I just want to say, and don't attack me because I don't like comparing AEW to WWE. I don't like that. I hate it when I'm scrolling on Twitter and I see someone has taken a picture of the set at Dynamite and they go,
I hate that. And especially if it's a TV taping compared to like a pay-per-view.
I think if one fan bashing one company and then the others bashing the other
one. Come on, I hate it.
AW then bashing WWE.
It's tribalism at its worst.
I don't like it, but I just want to put it out there that if anyone opens their mouth to say WWE doesn't listen to its fans, I'm gonna play them. I'm gonna play them that match against.
Yeah.
I think, but this just goes to show that sometimes as fans, we do not get what we want. I mean, look, look at what happened on WWE's side. How many times have we said, you know, put Bayley on the posters? Why is Bianca on the posters? You know, it's just goes to show that, like, we will not always get what we want. I think Tony Khan has made a 50-50 decision. I mean, on one hand, it's good because it that saying, leave us, leave them wanting more, is real.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think everyone's just going to stop supporting Swerve now. People are going to still be in huge support of him. But at the same time, you kind of make people lose a little bit of interest in Swerve's success. You will have that few minority that will now just be like, okay. Maybe he isn't worthy of a title run, etc., etc. So I just hope that moving forward, TK still puts Swerve in that limelight so that people don't get tired of the potential that he has. So yeah, that's my input.
What about you, Sean?
50-50 because it's like on one hand, if you look at it, like Swerve didn't get pinned, so he's still protected, which means he still has a rightful claim to that world title. And if you watch Dynamite this past week, he was teaming with Joe, and but he got attacked by Joe post match. That makes me feel like the feud will continue somehow. And Swerve will get that world title match. My only question with this whole thing though is you're building Ospreay up. You just like Okada and everything. I always fear for Swerve is what is, you know, with Ospreay getting pushed like to the moon right now. I mean, does his potential title reign get pushed back possibly until you give Ospreay his reign first? I don't know. I would go with your homegrown talent first, put the title on Swerve. He's been there since like the last 2 or 3 years and everything, and his push has been organic. I would give him a run first, you know, give him a few months or so with it, and then, you know, transition to Oscar's top, possibly by the Wembley show. But I'm like on the fence still, it's like 50-50. Part of me is like, he didn't get pinned at the pay per view, but he still has a shot of claiming that title reign. But it's like, on the other hand, you just find all these other new talents, it's like they're going to want to be in the world title picture too. So.
Right.
I don't know. It's something to ponder in the future.
What about you, Lindsay?
Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
I had to help my father with something. You saw him in the background.
Oh, no, you're good. Okay. You're good. You're all good.
Yeah, so I'm quite disappointed that Swerve lost at Revolution, but as Christy said, maybe he'll win the title at Double or Nothing. At the same time, maybe he lost because they're setting something up. They're building up a storyline between him and Joe and maybe Swerve will have his title shot again at Double or Nothing against Samoa Joe and will win the title. And like KB said, we will do the Prince Nana dance.
Leafa started celebrating, talking about.
Love for Swerve to win, and he will be the first, I believe, the first Black world champion. This will be excited. And as for right now, I have been watching AEW more often. I still watch WWE, but I've been watching AEW a little bit more often, and it's not as bad as as people think it is.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to Swerve getting another title shot. And yes, he lost that Revolution, but
he didn't get pinned. He did not get pinned.
Yeah. It's
he's still getting that pop. And he did turn face recently. So
yeah.
He's good, yeah. Like he's going to excel as a baby face and win. He's going to win at double or nothing. I guarantee you. Yeah.
I didn't give really much my thoughts yet, but because I wanted to see what everybody else's thoughts was. But as my thoughts for my reason why I think Swerve didn't win, is because like Char said, he didn't get pinned, he didn't catch it on time while he was getting back into the ring, and as far as like him getting robbed for it, like. I kind of feel like 50-50 yes and no that he did and he didn't. So I like when he was saying, like, I felt like they're putting up setting up a storyline between Samoa Joe and Swerve. And so, so by him, you know, being going babyface and stuff like that, so I feel like, you know, it's something's going to happen. Something's going to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
And yeah.
In fact, he's got their tag match on Dynamite with Joe choking out. I mean, he's got his match with Wardlow's next week, which you would figure he had that world title match coming. So I would just have Wardlow put Joe go over there, maybe have
I wonder if something is it's going to happen, because you know big business is coming in Boston, and I wonder if anything's going to happen between Samoa Joe or Swerve or Swerve.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because Adam Page is on hiatus.
He's supposedly suspended for
hiatus. He just wasn't going anywhere with the fans. He wasn't going over.
Yeah.
No.
I kind of... I kind of figured that, so I was more focused on Samoa Joe and, like, you know, Swerve. Having like some type of storyline happening. So
like Chrissy said, the fans love Swerve. He's so over with the crowd, and especially with Prince Nana by his side. I mean,
That's true.
It's an organic push. Like, who would have thought? Why would we be cheering a guy who like broke into someone's house? It was hang out with someone's baby, and now we're like, oh goodness, go Swerve.
So I hope that's where it does win the title.
Oh, absolutely. And same here.
I think at the next event.
I truly
think he deserves it in this stuff.
I'm doing this.
Please, please. It's not man, I fell down to my knees when the law came.
Because if he doesn't, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be throwing a fit like LA Knight did on a segment from SmackDown.
I'm going to be sending Tony Khan an email and be like, look, what are you doing? Like,
bitch!
I feel like TK is smarter than the creatives on WWE. He never lets his fans remain upset for too long. There's no way he'll
explain.
Emotional, damn it!
Otherwise, it will just be chaos. I mean, if you look at the stark difference between how WWE treats its talent and how AEW treats its talent, according to what the fans want. If we say right now that we want Naomi to win the women's title, they're going to tell us to shut up. Creative will literally tell us to shut the fuck up. Excuse my language. But if she was on AEW, and said, hey, TK, we want Naomi to be champion, it would happen. It might not happen at the time we want it to.
No.
Give it 6 to 8 months, it will happen. So I don't think TK will risk not having Swerve have his time to shine this year. It's going to happen one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
I just think we just need to be patient and just see what happens. As far as if he got robbed,
that's coming up in the next pay per view. And, we'll find that out tonight if there's a taping this past week. for Collision, which is on the night that Danielson Ospreay is taking place at AEW Dynasty.
Yeah.
But I think they'll probably be building for an Ospreay versus the winner of World versus.
Well, all I know is that if he does not win the next pay-per-view match, then I could definitely say he got robbed or spider.
Then we can have that discussion later on.
Yes. Sure. Definitely, for sure. Because it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a Tony Khan fan, but I guarantee that he will make Swerve right champion. Right. He will make
the right champion.
Because if Swerve, if he was still in WWE right now,
oh,
I don't know if Triple H will have him as champion.
Right. No. He'd still probably be a part of Pit Row if he was still.
They're probably in either that, or he probably have him in the back burner like everybody else is.
Or with Pit Row, I mean, look at, or they probably have Pit Row be a part of the Bobby Lashley family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what he would do.
Yeah.
I'll just
talk
about that.
I don't know.
He has all the world tools to be the singles champion. He does. I mean, he's a tag champion with a while ago. I mean,
he has all of it. But I didn't see him going anywhere, though. Like, in the group, though.
He didn't.
Yeah.
Fine school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I kind of like glad that they went separately and did their own thing.
With Swerve's seriousness and Prince Nana's humor, they go together. And once they go through the entrance, it's like magic. And it pumps us up, as the audience. It's really thriving, and it's like it's making us want to cheer on Swerve, and it's like he has the crowd going. It's like whether he's a face or a heel, Swerve is like, you know, he is loved, and
absolutely.
Maybe we'll see, like KB just said, you know, give me Swerve versus Ospreay.
I would already book that for Wembley right now.
After he wins against Samoa Joe at Double or Nothing.
And drops it to Ospreay at the Wembley show in London.
Yeah.
Or give him a good, like, 6-7 month reign. Drops it to Ospreay? Yeah. I could see that happen. But I don't see any chance that Ospreay loses the world title match to wherever anybody in it can come from.
Well, I mean, when you talk about interest, I feel like it's more or less from the not so loyal fans. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, right now, the majority of AEW fans are looking forward to him getting that opportunity. But if TK keeps, quote unquote, robbing him of that opportunity, the only people left in terms of supporting 12 will be his ride or die loyal fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is why you gotta pull the trigger while the iron's hot, because like if you keep waiting around saying let's put the title on him like next year or month online, no one's gonna care at that point. They're like, okay, you didn't put the title on him. Now he's like cold. Are they gonna care as much then? Probably not. You'd have to take like a whole rebuild of his character just to get him back into the title contention again. So don't screw around, Tony, with this. Like, build it, keep his momentum hot, and just work hard on him as quickly as you can by Double or Nothing. Or I guarantee people are gonna be really angry about it. Like, Joe doesn't really need that much longer of a title ring. That's gonna be one heck of a match. Please, Tony, put the tight on for.
Yeah, please do.
Like I said, if not, I will definitely be sending an email.
Because whether you're a Swerve fan or not, like we all know that Swerve deserves this. He deserves this opportunity. He deserves this second opportunity, and he deserves to win the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like it will be a major. I feel like it will be a major fuck you to WWE.
Like, oh, absolutely.
It will be a major.
because WWE, they would have to step their game up. Once they see Swerve as champion, they have to step their game up.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because they tried to re-sign him to a contract, and he didn't would even answer their phone call.
Exactly. Yeah. We already knew Swerve was not gonna go back to no WWE after, you know.
No, because if he did, then Triple H would have. Who knows what would Triple H do?
Right.
With him or in his character, like we like, come on now. It's
predictable. They would have made him into a whole different other character that he's not, and
This is a good point. KB, bring it up. Maybe I'm thinking high, but what if Swerve is world champion and Mercedes is the women's champion?
You would have both your world champions
in AEW.
Leifa started celebrating, talking about.
So darn well, as soon as Mercedes makes that her return on the big roster, she's gonna be part of world title.
Oh yeah, she's gonna take that title from Toni Storm. Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's definite. Oh, yes. That's a definite.
Definite. Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to her.
That is timeless, Toni Storm.
I'm looking forward to that thing.
I think not.
She's going to beat her timeless ass and get the women's world champion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When she makes her debut on Big Business, I can guarantee you for sure she's going to call out Toni Storm.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely going to call her out. Binky
hates timeless.
I'm not a Toni Storm fan. I'm sorry.
No offense, Pinky. I was a fan of hers, and so this timeless character came in, and I couldn't be any more like over it right now. I'm like, oh, what are we doing? Like, why is this character? It's like getting stale.
Yeah, I thought that who is she going against? Toni Storm versus. Who's she going against at Revolution? I forgot. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Who's she going
against? Deonna Purrazzo.
Oh, Deonna Purrazzo. I thought Deonna was going to take it. But then again, Deonna just debuted, so.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing I do hate about Toni Khan, especially some of these new challenges bringing in. You would figure you'd start pushing these other people to the title because Toni Khan is already a 3-time AEW Women's World Champion. It would not have hurt her at all to put the title on Deonna saying she's your newest signing just to make her look strong and dominant. But the only reason they didn't, my hunch, is because they want to have Mercedes be the one to take this role in 2020. That's the only thing I can put my money on right now, is that's what he wants to do. If that's not the case, then I don't know. I don't know what we're doing here.
Yeah, I mean, as for Toni Storm's reign, it's getting a little stale, like Char said.
It is.
It's time for a new champion. And when Mercedes, when she makes her debut, especially her debut match on AEW, she's going to crush Toni like a bug. She's going to take Toni's timeless ass to the back of the line.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Back of the line.
Back of the line.
Right. She went, get to the back of the line, bitch.
It's my time. My time now. It's money time. You hated.
I think not.
Blackheart, I'm so sorry. I'm just not a Toni fan. I'm sorry.
Hey.
God help me.
Her wrist original gimmick and her timeless gimmick, it's not giving. I mean, I do have to give her props a little bit. I mean, she has done better with her character, but at the same time,
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Tony Storm, it's time to get to the back of line. Take your timeless ass back, please.
Take it back.
There's no passion, there is no vision, there is no aggression, there is no fucking mindset in this football club.
With your timeless right? Like, what about Mariah May? What about Mariah?
She doesn't want to be
cracking jokes.
Come on now.
She's trying to be Tony Storm.
Get her out of Tony's shadow. Come on now.
She's trying to. They're booking her to be like Tony Storm right now. I mean, look at the Revolution. She dressed exactly like her old Tony. Like, what are we doing? Yeah. Why can't Mariah be her own character, her own person? Why do we need to have her be Tony? Like, we already have a Tony on the roster. Why do we need two Tonys?
Trying to tell you, they're trying to put people and different characters. Baby! That they're not supposed to.
Come on, we're talking about what they do in the ring. This is what I'm saying. The women are getting no respect for what they do in the ring. It's all about what they look like in them. Didn't we already have this conversation?
I am pushing for Mariah May. I don't care. She needs to get out of Tony's shadow.
Absolutely. Like, I'm over it. Like, Tony just really turned into a t-shirt and it looks exactly like Tony's first t-shirt when she came into, like, AEW. Like, what are you doing? Like,
yes, Tony is great, but it's like, come on now. I think that Mariah is greater.
The gimmick is, don't get me wrong, the gimmick is you know, good and everything, but it reached its like highest point a long time ago. Now it's just like,
exactly.
Can we get this off my screen? Like, she's supposed to be doing her stupid award show that she's named after herself. We all know all the awards.
Timeless award.
Now she's completely useless.
Ay. No more Tony. I must think he's looking at the reign of Monet right now. Like,
can't wait for Monet to make her debut.
Oh, I can't wait either.
Four more days. I'm kind of, to be honest with you, I'm going to be really, really honest. I didn't like Monet as Sasha Banks. I didn't. I did not like her as Sasha Banks at all. Like, her gimmick as Sasha Banks was just like cringe.
Look, cringe. Pause.
Like,
yeah, it was given more sassy. Yeah. And it was crazy because they were comparing her to Bianca Belair.
Mm-hmm.
Why? See, that's my problem.
I don't know why
they
did that.
That's why my fear of the whole thing was doing like the Bianca Jade feud. You're gonna start throwing comparisons for Jade into Bianca. And how does that benefit anyone? Why are we comparing all these people to each other? Why can't they be their own person? Why can't Bianca be Bianca? Why can't Jade be Jade? Why can't Mercedes be Mercedes? Why do we have to compare all these women to each other? Like, oh, they're the next so and so. They're the next so and so. They're the next so and so. Why can't they just be the next version of themselves? Like,
right.
That's what I never understood. Like, it makes no sense.
I don't know. Like I said before, it's just her gimmick as Sasha Banks was just a cringe. It was just great.
Yeah, WWE creative back then too.
Yeah, but now her as Monet, I kind of, as herself. I'm starting to like actually like it because as herself, it's more better than being somebody. Well, like I said, she's not though.
That's what I'm saying. Look at all the people that used to work in that company who transitioned to AEW. They became the best versions of themselves, and you have to figure that the main point with all that was the creative booking and the way they were presented in that company. When they got to be themselves in a new company, they were able to shine and showcase what they were supposed to be all along. In WWE, it seems like a lot of them were just called back for some years because of, I don't know, stuffy ass booking.
Yes, I don't know. It's just. I don't know, but I do like the Monet character now.
Yeah,
but Sasha Banks, this is my opinion. I just don't like it. I know a lot of people did like it and wish she should come back to WWE as Sasha Banks, but no.
No, that's
fine. Yeah, but now she's.
And remember, everyone.
So.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Come on, Mercedes.
Get ready for the reign of Mercedes.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, we'll see what happens when it comes to, you know, like I said, Swerve getting the title, you know, being champion, and hopefully, potentially, since, you know, we're talking about Sasha being a champion too. We'll just see how that goes. Hopefully they don't get robbed or set back. But I'm kind of nervous in a way how, you know, Sasha Banks is going to be put as being debuted in the
WWE. Personally, I think she'll be fine. Like, you look at what she got her right in New Japan and everything over their title. She's presented strong. Like, I mean, her being outside WWE could probably be the best thing for her. Like,
yeah.
She could be her own person, her own character, have her own say and everything. And just look at that new signing they brought in from WWE, the woman, like, producer. They brought her in specifically for Mercedes because her and Mercedes are really good friends. I mean, I think that her presentation at Women AEW isn't going to be fair enough. I don't see it. It's fun, yeah. But now they're going to present it as a friend. So. Are you girls ready for your commercial breakthrough?
Yes.
Absolutely. I am ready.
Yes. We'll see you in a few.
Okay.
See you right back.
Beasts, mutants, psycho savage, no mercy, demolition, spray! Legion of Doom! What do road warriors wear on the road to destruction?
Bruce.
Peruse! Shoes for your feet, pockets for your stuff.
And we're back from commercial. Hope everyone's break was really, really good. So let's get right into that third
piece. Yes, Char. So our next topic is Austin Theory off television. WWE urged to take action. So he has a bright future in WWE, but it's not working very well as of late. Therefore, when it comes to it's no surprise that WWE has urged to take Austin Theory off of WWE television. So he's been heavily pushed into last year, even successfully defending United States champion against John Cena at WrestleMania 39. So when it came to the sexual assault allegation, or should I say the molestation, the accusations against him, it just kind of like made everything went downhill, and it made his push just halted. So what you guys think about Austin Theory about to get taken off of television?
Wow. I don't wanna lie. Firstly, well fucking done to Vince McMahon, because you've gone and just screwed up a young man's life. Before I get to the allegations, let me discuss this first and foremost. Do you know the day when I realized that Austin Theory is bloody finished? When he cashed in his money in the bank for the bloody US Championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when I realized that this man, that's when I just realized this man is a joke. I've seen Theory in person. I think he's very good. I saw his interaction with the younger kids, and it was very nice to see. I've even got a video where I posted on my Snapchat saying he's a really funny character. But his push was so unnecessary that now that I see him on TV, that's my bathroom break. That's my bathroom break. Whenever I see him and Waller, that's my bathroom break.
Yeah.
And two, I sincerely hope that the allegations against Austin Theory are not fake. I really, 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 really hope so. I don't want to downplay the young girl's emotion or make her feel like she doesn't matter. But there is a stark problem within, like, you know, the female circle, where we blame men for something that they haven't done. And that lie can single-handedly ruin a person's career, especially when it's just started. In terms of WWE taking him off camera because of his allegations, I doubt it. Why? Because these allegations came out last year in April. Yet he still went to WrestleMania and fought against John Cena. He still did a segment with The Rock, which wasn't it like the most? Didn't it break a record for the most views in 24 hours? Something like that.
I'm not quite sure.
So I highly doubt that he's being taken off for these allegations, because WWE has a distinctive history of pretty much covering their talent's mess. But in terms of Theory being taken off the TV, I don't think it will upset anyone. It won't upset me. I don't care. Right. No offense. I love wrestling, but we just have to be honest. Like, it's not like it's Sami Zayn that's being taken off TV.
No.
So yeah, that's my take.
I feel the same way as Theory in a way. I mean, obviously, SmackDown lately playing like a joke to Grayson Waller's character. I mean, did you see Grayson Waller coming to his aid? No, he was made to look like an idiot in that whole segment on TV with Seth and Cody and all those people on TV. He made it look like a joke on the paper, on the Grayson Waller package, the paper. He gets shoved into, you know, gets pushed aside, but Grayson Waller can be the star. He gets, you know, shoved aside, so, you know, it, where he gets, like, buried by Waller. I mean, at this point, like, what are we doing with this character? I mean, if you're going to do anything with this character now, you might as well send him down to NXT or something. Like, you send all your other main roster fans out there, maybe get a refresh, and then, you know, maybe call him back up, and you have a right story for him. But, like Jerry said, at this point, like, I'm sorry, but they made him look nothing like a weasley joke now. Why am I supposed to care if he's off TV or not? I mean, it's not like I'm going to be missing much if he's on, so.
I'll be honest. I think they made himself look like a big joke in the beginning, like, from start to finish. And, like, for him to be, you know, side by side with Grayson Waller, I think that's just to, you know, to make him not look so bad and to, like, push himself. But it still ain't going over there, in my opinion. It's still not going anywhere because I feel like he's reaching to do too much, and he's still making himself look like a joke. So I never really cared for the guy, to be honest. I didn't like his character. I don't like his real character in real life. I don't care. I'm sorry, but
it is what it is, right?
Like, yeah, it is what it is. No hard feelings, but
still. Like Kiri was saying, it's not like we're picking Sami Zayn or KO or any of those
right.
Guys. So if you take him off TV for like 5 months or something, like are we gonna realize he's been gone?
Right. And then putting himself into other storylines that he's not supposed to be in. Yeah, that's still reaching. Like, my guy, what you doing? Like, you
reaching foul. That boy is reaching. Shit is straight cap.
That's why I'm saying, like, this thing of people saying, like, him getting taken off TV.
Mm.
How, when he's still very much in our faces? Like,
exactly. Right. So. I don't know about them allegations. I try not to believe the internet as much, you know, until I actually know what's really real, which really what's not really real.
Going on.
Yeah, especially for me to not actually hear about off-duty and allegations or whatever, I don't want to believe it. So I'm just not the type of person where it's just like, oh, I go about, you know, reading the source and believe it automatically. No, I have to actually go
kind of like innocent and still proven guilty.
Right, exactly. So I have to like really dig in deep into like multiple sources and just only look at one source.
Hello.
So, hi.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I'm concerned because if he does get taken off TV, then where is he going to next? If they take him to NXT, I'm just going to laugh in their faces because what more does he need to do there? What's he doing there? If they give him another, I was going to say a GM role, but I mean, you've got Nick.
Whoa. You already have Ava down there doing a good job in NXT with the GM. Like, I don't know where he was
putting that kind of role. Yeah, so I don't know. I just hope. Is a bit, and this is when I just look at WWE and say, you guys must be fucking idiots, excuse my language, because we have been exposed to Waller and Theory's friendship. You would think that maybe they would do something with that, but no, day in, day out, week in, week out, it's just the Grayson Waller effect. It's them getting their asses beat by the guests. And then
that's another thing too. If anything, you would think that the way they've been booking Fury lately with Grayson Waller, you would be thinking that Waller's gonna be staying heel and they're planning on turning Fury into some kind of sympathetic baby faces a number of times that Waller's like throwing him under the bus narrative. But who's gonna throw any sympathy in his direction? Like, he's not a sympathetic baby face in all this. He's been like a flying heel for. It's not believable. I'm not gonna like. I see my TV as a baby face. Am I gonna be like, oh god, he's like a baby face? No.
So here's my take. These allegations. Let's take this back to his NXT days. These allegations have started then. And then he moves up to the main roster. You know, everything died down. He was getting that mega push until Vince stepped down as the head creative writing team, you know, part of the head, you know, the creative writing team. Mm-hmm. And Triple H took over. And ever since Triple H took over, his push got halted.
Yeah.
So it's
that's
like
what Chrissy said.
He's not moving with the fans. He's not going over. And it's crazy because Grayson Waller is taking his spot.
He is
one of the top heels.
Yeah.
And I guess he's going to turn face. And we did get that tease at Elimination Chamber.
Yeah. I noticed that at the conference when, you know, you see Grayson Waller just like taking over mics and, you know, talking like a lot. And it's just like,
So Grayson Waller is becoming the person that we wanted Austin
to be.
It really sucks that Grayson is outshining Theory.
And he hasn't even had a match yet.
Thinking they're turning him face.
Yes, they're going to turn Grayson face.
Yep.
And
it makes sense.
That's the reality of it. I mean, it's like, we're not going to be surprised when Austin Theory goes off TV and it's going to be sad on his part because and it's crazy because he is still with the WWE. And it's also surprising that he hasn't gotten
after Vince left.
It's like the push. Triple H is like, I don't have any plans for you, bro.
And Bobby's got a point at the bottom. Austin Theory's Vince McMahon guy. Grayson Waller's more Triple H guy. And he's being presented right now.
Exactly, Bobby. Exactly. Yeah, Grayson Waller is a Triple H guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Waller is a bigger star than Theory. That's a fact.
I agree.
You know, and I'm not even an Austin Theory fan. And whether you're an Austin Theory fan or not, you have to admit that Grayson Waller, he's taking over.
That's a charisma.
He's gonna turn on him, and they're gonna have a match.
You just gave me a thought, Biggie. Like you just said, like Grayson Waller is gonna turn on Austin. I feel like that sooner or later, push comes to shove, that I think they're gonna have some type of rival story going on.
I think it would be the opposite. I would think it would be Fury turning on Grayson. Especially if you're gonna turn Grayson babyface, it would have to be Fury that would be the one turning on him.
Well, I don't know. I think it's gonna be Grayson because we barely see Austin on the screen like that. So, you know, I just think it might be Grayson turning on Theory.
The only reason I say Theory's turning on him because look at what he said. He even called out Grayson before saying, "Hey, you know, why are you throwing me under the bus like that?" He's going after Grayson like this. Like, you're throwing me under the bus. Why are you doing that? Like, so if anybody, that's why in my head and my thinking is if anyone was going to turn on anybody, Fury's going to be get fed up in Grayson with Grayson for throwing him under the bus and all that stuff. And he's going to be the one that's going to turn on Grayson.
Yeah, that could possibly happen too. I can see that. I'm just visualizing, and I can actually definitely see that.
Yeah, you know, and it's crazy because, you know, Velveteen Dream, the same exact allegations. Yeah. And he got released. And he didn't even go to the main roster yet, but Austin Theory is still around. He went to the main roster. They were like, okay, forget these allegations, but we haven't forgotten these allegations. So it's like, you know, he moves up to the main roster and it's like, come on now. And like, he's not getting over by the fans. It's like, come on now. He's going to be released in a year or two.
Like a Biden? Wouldn't surprise me at all. Like, the way he's being booked right now. Like, they're going to have to start releasing talent too. And I mean, look, you just brought in, you know, Lexus King, like about a year or so ago, and you just brought in Sean Spears and stuff to NXT. I mean, guys that you could instantly call to the main roster and turn them into heels if you wanted to take Spears' spot. And that'll be more believable. I mean, they're not just like, it would surprise me if he got released in a year or two. So.
So, last topic?
Yes.
I know that. Yes, I can see it in Terry's face. You've been waiting for the topic.
Welcome to Terry's Terrible Take. Now, for those that may or may not know, I am a law student, and one of the things I have to do is play devil's advocate, whether I like it or not. And the aim of this is that you actually have to agree with the statement. I don't care how shit you think it is. So, today's topic is female fans are never satisfied. It's time for you guys to admit that the Hall of Fame is not misogynistic. I'm gonna say it again. And just so that, to make it clear, you have to agree with the topic. That's the whole point. That's why it's called Terry's Terrible Take. Female fans are never satisfied. It's time for you guys to admit that the Hall of Fame is not misogynistic. Key.
That's a good one.
Well, more challenging each time.
Popcorn emoji.
Okay, I'll go first. I'll go first. Give you guys some of my ideas. Yeah. Because it's my take, you know. Let me take the floor. I agree with this. Well, anyways, I have to. This is too terrible. The reason why I agree with this is because year after year, we see variation in terms of the females that get inducted. I don't know about you guys, but I damn near almost dropped my phone when I saw that that bull got I literally damn near almost dropped my phone. Mainly because, one, it's quite shocking for WWE. I mean, I think a lot of people were anticipating that it was going to be a diva. I think the Hall of Fame could be a little more feminine.
Yeah.
There is, in my opinion, variation in the females that get inducted over the years. I mean, you know, we have to realize that at the end of the day, we are in a male-dominated sport.
Yeah.
Of course, yes, there are women, and we might be in, you know, we might be in a modern era, but we're still a little bit far from a complete change, you know, in how women are treated in WWE, whether it's game time, whether it's you know, the Hall of Fame induction, or just everything in general. We're still a little bit far away from the end goal, but I wouldn't say it's misogynistic. I mean, there's more male wrestlers than there are females, so isn't that why we see more male inductees? Could it be better? I mean, we've only ever seen male tag teams be inducted. I mean, look at the US Express. They were inducted this year. You know, it could be better. But to call it misogynistic, I mean, come on, we are in a male-dominated sport. I mean, it sucks, but, you know.
It is what
it is. Yeah.
That's true. I agree with Siri. I believe that it should be equalized, to be honest, to be more, you know, just not only just be men being inducted to Hall of Fame. It should be more like, you know, too. Like, you know, there, you know, like Jay said, there is some female that was inducted into the Hall of Fame, but it's not, I feel like it's not enough. Not enough is, you know, they put more male into the Hall of Fame. That's my thought about it.
What about Shia and Binky? What do you guys think?
I agree with what you guys are saying too, but I agree with what you're saying, Siri, there, that, you know, it's easy to say it is, but when you think about it, like you were saying, it's such a male-dominated industry. When you think about the industry, there are more male wrestlers than there are female wrestlers. So the fact that you gain more male inductees into the Hall of Fame, it makes more sense. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there are a lot of talented women wrestlers out there who deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. So seeing some of the likes of like a Bull McConnell making it into the Hall of Fame, like, whoa, really? Making it in, like the huge transfer for the women. I mean, that was majorly shocking and excited to see. So maybe there's not many that many left. I mean, could be that way. I don't know. But we are Chrissy is right though. We are lagging in a few areas.
Yeah, we are. Definitely is.
TNA would have more inductees than WWE. Oh, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, that is true.
Because TNA. Look at the history of TNA. Oh my gosh, you go way back in their women's division.
Yeah.
What about you, Binky? We haven't heard from you.
So I my major is sociology, and I do take a sociology class, and and they mix it with law, so you will have to like look at both sides. So
yeah.
So as for your terrible take, Tiri, and with having to agree with the topic, many disagree, but I do have to agree with this as well, because look at this. So every year we have the inductees. About six, seven inductees, or the max eight, and most of them are men. But think about it, how WWE was back in the day, where it was predominantly men. There was barely any women matches because, like you said, you know, this is a male-dominating company, especially a male-dominating sport. So it's like, okay, see more men, and you know, and then the women, you know, like back in the day, not too many of them, like Cessation of Sherry and Miss Elizabeth and Mae Young
and
I could keep going. The Fabulous
Moolah, you have to say Luna too.
We don't see a lot of women like them in the Hall of Fame is because they didn't have the Divas era. They didn't have the revolutionary era like we have right now with four horsewomen, with Charlotte, Becky, Bailey, Sasha. Did I name all the four? Okay, I think I did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You did.
Okay. So, so it's like they didn't have women like them back then. So that more men get inducted than the women. And then when they induct a woman, they will induct one. The rest will be men. But,
I think some of the...
Because how the careers were back then, it was way more men. So I will have to agree with this take. And I have to see that side of why it's not misogynic and we are never satisfied with the women in the wrestling industry. So it's, you know, it's very, I have to agree.
I mean, I feel like if just to step away from playing devil's advocate just for a tiny bit, because I think we all are at a standpoint where we can just say like, okay, look, we're dealing with a company that's male dominated. We're dealing with a company that has more men to celebrate, but that doesn't mean that there are no women to celebrate. I don't know about you guys, but I was pissed off when the Bella Twins got inducted. I was so mad.
I was mad about that too. Like, what did they do? Hear me out.
But let's look at the women who have literally laid their lives on their lives. And I'm talking about two women in particular, Natalia and Trinity. And okay, let's just say they get inducted in the next 5 years or so, but why is that same standard not held on the men's side? Because you could have just inducted Rey Mysterio 5 years from now. Why did you have to induct him last year?
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I love Paul Heyman. I was ecstatic. I was literally like at work when I saw that he got inducted, and I was like, yes! And I wasn't supposed to be on my phone, but I was so happy. But he's still around for a couple of years. Why didn't you leave that later? I feel like there should be a standard that should, there shouldn't be double standards when it comes to this thing. Are people getting inducted because their dads are in the company? But even when people have family in the company, they're still not getting the you know, the recognition that they need. And the one induction that I'm, oh my gosh, if it doesn't happen, like if it doesn't happen in my lifetime or my kid's lifetime, I'll be crazy. There are certain people that have legend status, but they should not have legend status. It should be in the Hall of Fame. That's point number one. Number two, there are certain people who are not being inducted in the Hall of Fame, but there are people that are in the Hall of Fame that should not be in the Hall of Fame. Number one, Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Number one, bloody Donald Trump. And then when people say, oh, when China getting inducted, when China having a solo induction, everyone's like, oh, don't say that. Don't say that. Stephanie wouldn't want to hear that. And who cares? Like, okay, so why is there double standard?
Even for real.
Like, not even just you know, in terms of like when you're looking at solo inductions and when you're looking at tag teams, like you look at tag teams, right? There might not be many female tag teams. I mean, the female didn't even get a title until 2018. Am I right? 2018, 2017?
Somewhere around there.
I understand. But then there's just a lot of double standards. And then that's why people say that the Hall of Fame is misogynistic, because look at it, it's just men. So whilst we can say that, look, we're dealing with a male-dominated sport, you know, there's a lot more men, yes, but that doesn't mean that there are no females to present.
No.
You know?
Right.
Exactly. If we can induct the flipping Bella Twins, then why can't we induct Natalia? Surely she deserves it. You know?
Natalia's been around longer than the Bella Twins anyway, so.
Tamina, she just announced her retirement this year.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You know? But you got people like Rey Mysterio, he's still got a little bit of Like, I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. No one's saying that they don't deserve it. I just think there's a lot of double standards when it comes to inductions, and don't get me started on people that announce the inductions, or the people that actually present the Hall of Fame to the inductee. Like, don't get me started on that conversation, because we'll be
off of my goddamn screen.
I genuinely feel like this was a very good take. Usually I get these take from like Twitter and TikTok and stuff, but I thought about this myself, and I was just like, you know, as females, we can admit we'll never be satisfied. I don't think we'll even ever be satisfied in my lifetime.
We're never going to be satisfied until we see a change.
Here's the thing, we're not going to be satisfied until we see a change, but I doubt there's going to be a change.
Things are changing slowly. Not as quick as we expected to be, but we've seen a little bit of change in the women's division, especially in the WWE. And we have came a long way. And it's like you went from having a women's match, just during house shows, to having at least one or two women's match on live TV, especially if it's a 2 hour or 3 hour show, weekly show. So the women have came a long way, and we just have to be thankful.
Guys, and am I tripping or Trish Brothers?
And Bianca, all of us, like, we're not going to be satisfied until a change comes.
I mean, there's so many that deserve, I mean, it depends on how we define deserving. Okay, and I say this because, well, we can mention Miss Elizabeth, we can mention, you know, Sherry Martel. Like, there's a lot of people that we can kind of, like, sit there and think, okay, who deserves it? Who doesn't deserve it? You know? And the word deserving irritates me, because if I were to sit here and be like, okay, why don't we give Karma, you know, Hall of Fame status, or to Hayes.
Or to, like, Jazz or somebody, or...
AJ Bloody Lee, Alicia Fox, you know, I think I get annoyed when we have to think about situations like this, because when we say whoever gets the Hall of Fame must be deserving, you know, and
people in there that aren't deserving to be in there.
How do we define deserving when the women did not start getting the spotlight until 2015, 2016 times? Let's just be real. Let's just be frank. Let's just be honest here. Because if I sit here and say,
went to the main roster,
I could sit here and be like, what was her name? You know, Fandango's dancing partner, the one that he used to do little dances with.
Oh, Summer Rae.
Yeah, we could be like, why don't we give
Summer Rae?
Not Summer Rae.
Her name? Was it Cameron?
I think.
Was it Layla?
I have no clue. I've forgotten her name. I feel so bad.
I think it was Layla.
If her name is Layla, if we sit here,
Layla. That's Michelle McCool's tag team partner.
Yeah. If we wish to sit
it was her.
Give Layla Hall of Fame stages. Everyone's gonna look at us like we're dumb. Everyone's gonna look at us like we're crazy.
They're like, who? Who are you talking about again?
Right. People are generally gonna think insane. I mean, Jacqueline is not a Hall of Famer, is she?
Is Jacqueline a Hall of
Famer? She's not.
Yes, she is. She was, but I don't know.
No, she is. She got inducted into the Hall of Fame. I think it was either a year or 2 years ago. Because she got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's a lie.
Yeah,
She was inducted in 2016.
It can't be 2000.
I mean, hey, do you know one thing that a friend of mine said, and I love my non-wrestling friends because they get it sometimes. My non-wrestling friend came to me one day and was like, hey, how come Caitlyn has not been inducted into WWE? But the thing is, the reason why people are making faces like what Shara is doing is because we didn't see Caitlyn get the spotlight that she quote-unquote deserved. Yeah. But then again, what does deserve mean? Do you get what I mean?
Exactly.
10 years from now, right, we can hand on our hearts say that Becky Lynch deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, that Bianca deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. We can hand on our hearts.
Yeah.
We can do that, right? But why can't we do the same for the like of Caitlyn, Gail, Kim, Natalia, Trinity? Do you get my point? The women of the past are overshadowed because we didn't see them as much as we would have wanted to. That's why when I say things like Gail Kim should be in the Hall of Fame, people say, Terry, shut up. But if I come out and say Becky is a future Hall of Famer, no one will tell me to shut up.
No, they'd be like, oh, yeah, you're so right.
Yeah.
So, it's hypocritical, too. Like, if you mention, like, anyone that would want to like you said, Terry, like a Bianca or like a Becky or Charlotte, and you say they're going to be in the Hall of Fame, they're like, yeah, surefire Hall of Famer, first out Hall of Famer, right away. But if you mention any of these other people that aren't in, they're going to be like, cool. Why should we care? No. They weren't good. If they were good, they'd be relevant. So it's like, don't recognize the critical, like the whole change and everything. So.
I find it hilarious. I generally find it really, really, really funny. Because it almost makes us a little bit hypocritical.
It does.
Go ahead. I've spoken a while. You go ahead.
No, I was gonna let you finish. I'm sorry. Before you finish, I really want to point out something real quick in the comments and what Chrissy just said a few minutes ago. I personally think it's terrible that Miss Elizabeth isn't in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's really terrible. And I just wanted to point that out.
I agree with it.
I mean, it's like I just said, like, we sit here and we can name all the men that could be inducted. Why? Because there's countless, right? But there's then when I start mentioning women, people look at me like I'm going crazy. And the only reason why it's like that is because we may or may not have seen the person as much as we would have hoped to have seen them. Aside from the like of Trish Stratus and Lita and, you know, a few others that got star status. But when we look at people who may not have gotten that status, like the likes of Alicia Fox, the likes of Cameron, people will look at me and go, Tiri, don't ever say such things in your life again. But if I turn around and say, hey, one day Bianca Belair is going to be in the Hall of Fame, most people would agree with me, and some would agree to disagree. So I think that there's a lot of double standards when it comes to the Hall of Fame. I mean, you know, both on the male and female side, there's a lot of double standards, but specifically the females, I generally just, unless they create more spots in the Hall of Fame yearly, because I think they only do about 4 to 5 every year, unless they create more spots, then I guess then
you don't need to stay at a spot every year. You're only gonna see one woman induction every year.
Because it's just, it's crazy, man. It's generally just hilarious at this point.
It's like you always get, you always get the one single guy, you get the tag team, you get the female, you get like the legend or like someone like who's like retired.
Because
still not in the Hall of Fame as a solo competitor is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what we just came from saying. Like, it's so hilarious. Like, when you look at it, it's so funny because there's so much double standards. Like, if we if we were to sit here right now and let's say they announce Randy Orton being inducted into the Hall of Fame, no one, I guarantee you, no one will even open their mouth to say why, because I'll be like, oh yeah, he deserves it. He deserves it. That's okay. It's fine. It's all right.
Yeah,
but if I turn around now, you know, but if I turn around right now and say, hey, induct Natalya, everyone will tell me to shut up. And I don't understand why that is. It's double standard. I never understand. And I don't appreciate it. I don't understand it at all.
That's like that's crazy.
The likes of Vicky Guerrero, like, I know she switched sides and she became an op, but even so, she's dedicated,
you know, like how you said, up.
She dedicated her life to the company. Like, I think there's a lot of double standards in this business, and hey,
I think the theme of this topic should be double standards and hypocrisy, because I mean, it's like, you know, the lack of double standards and hypocrisy in this whole conversation is absolutely ridiculous. And you want to throw people out there that are still competing to this day, but there's people that you won't bat an eye, but there's people still competing, especially in the women's division, who gave their life to the company. Like you said, like someone, for example, like Emma Chaya, who's given her life to the entire company, and still there, putting over the younger talent. It's very hypocritical and hypocrisy, because it's like, what are we doing? Why? Like, why is it such a double standard that the women get like the side eyes and the men, it's like, fuck, it's sort of very naked. And,
yeah. But yeah, we there's another show in 22 minutes.
Right. Yes. Not victory lap, end of the show. On. Give our shout out where everyone can find us and everything. So whoever wants to start, I will let you start
You personally, can, before you... I say where you can find me, I just want to give a major shout out to Ambassador Sam and Albert and Frank. You guys are always in the comments weekly. Christy, KB, all of you guys, really.
Mm-hmm. I'll be here
all day. We just want to let you know that, you know, the support and the love never goes unmissed. And, you know, I think it's good for us to say, hey, thank you, because we get kind
of... Thank you so much.
We just, you know, but now we just want to say thank you. But before I keep rambling on, you can find me on Twitter at LegalFighter11.
So, yeah, I'll start first. You can find me on Twitter at IamQueenBossy20. And you can find me also at Instagram at @highly_jaded.
Yes. You can find me at estdeep606_ on Instagram and Twitter, binkysprunna6_.
And you can find me at Twitter at mox3021. Yeah, dial up my boy. You can find me at Instagram at charlie.dm. That's my name, so don't forget to click on there. And like Siri said, we wouldn't be where we are today without the people that are in here every week commenting. You guys are what makes our show. Without you guys throwing in your comments and your questions and everything, plus, who knows where we will be today. So thank you. Keep joining us every week. Keep joining in those comments. We won't be anywhere we are without you, so major love and everything. And don't forget to check out our partners in crime, Eric and Christy, coming up in 20 minutes on the Wrestling Asylum. And our boys tomorrow night. So don't forget to check us out and support the team. Until next week, everyone.
Bye, you guys. Thank you. Yay, thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Break it down. Stop. Have a time.
It's our time.